Now, as far as is the issue on coyotes, like I mentioned earlier, we have completed what at this point in time is the best study looking at this situation of coyote predation on deer fawns. And we really got in on the ground floor. This work was conducted at Savannah River Site. It was a cooperative study between the agency I work for, Department of Natural Resources and United States Forest Service, Southern Research Station, which is the land management group and research entity on Savannah River Site. And what we did initially was to monitor deer fawns. Okay, we catch deer fawns this time of year. Fawns are out there, and there's a lot that goes into catching a deer fawn that I won't go off into. But we monitored deer fawns for 3 years to determine what was the fawn survival, or on the other side, what was the fawn mortality. And what we found, Cooper, was that at least on that particular study under those circumstances, that we were consistently losing about 70% of the fawns through all causes. But coyotes were responsible. Predation by coyotes were responsible for 80% of that 70. So that's basically about 60%, 56% of your fawns were getting taken by coyotes. So we're like, my goodness, you know, this is completely new in the Southeast. We went further in that research and continued another 3 years to monitor the fawns. And at the same time, we implemented coyote control. Because if you talk to hunters, they say, we need to get rid of coyotes so they don't eat deer fawns, so all of this will correct itself. Well, getting rid of coyotes is not that easy. And people have been trying to get rid of coyotes out west since people have been out west, and they haven't done it, and now we've got them. But we tried it, and we threw everything but the kitchen sink at them. We had specific goals on our treatment areas for how many coyotes we felt were there and how many we needed to remove to try to make something happen. And we were successful at doing that 3 years in a row. And we got very moderate results in terms of get rid of coyotes and save fawns. It was very moderate, and it's terribly expensive. Any of the listeners that have property and have tried to implement coyote control, you got to have the time and the money to do it. And we just got very moderate results at high costs. And I think the bigger message is you got to look at the other side of the equation, and that's how we manage deer. We know that if we manipulate how we manage deer through the harvest, that deer population is going to either respond by growing stability, or it's going to come down.